This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ron Syrak joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Ron is a contributor on Golf Channel, an author, and a PGA Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award winner, and LPGA Media Excellence Award winner. Ron, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, good to visit with you. A week from tomorrow, the Open at St. Andrews, the 150th, and you've had a chance to cross the pond and cover Opens at St. Andrews.
Yeah, I've done the men 4 times there and the women twice there. It's truly a special, special place. You feel the history when you're there, and it's a golf course where, and it's going to be interesting to see, when the wind's not blowing, there are probably 6 drivable par 4s in that golf course now. But it's the kind of golf course where, and I saw Rory McIlroy do this, you could shoot 63 one day, and then the wind blows the next day, and you shoot 81. So it's always fun to watch how nature plays a role in that event.
And there has been a fair amount of hand-wringing about the weather and hoping that there is weather, whether it's wind or rain or cold or a combo of those, to protect the golf course, because we know over the years the clubs have changed and the golf ball has changed.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think is pretty cool about the R&A, the Royal and Ancient Golf Club, is if somebody goes 17, 18 under because it was benign weather, they don't go crazy over that. They just say, well, that's it. You know, if the wind blows next year, even par will win the tournament. You know, the greens, and it's one of the things I like about British Open golf in general, is the greens don't putt at crazy speeds like they do for U.S. Open because of the way the wind blows there. You know, and I've been at British Opens where play has been stopped because the wind was blowing so hard the balls wouldn't stand still on the greens. But, you know, you get a U.S. Open, the greens might putt 13, 13 and a half on a stimp, and they're going to putt more like 10 at a British Open. And it makes it fun because more putts can go in the hole.
Yeah, and it's a completely different kind of golf that generally we see here in the States. There are some courses that maybe mimic open golf that people will see on television every now and then. But it is unique the way it is played in an open championship.
Yeah, you know, when Ernie Els first came over and started playing in the States, and, you know, he had cut his teeth on the European tour, he said, you know, in the States, you need one shot, the high shot with spin. Well, the high shot with spin doesn't do you any good at all in Britain, because if the wind's blowing, you don't want to hit it high. And, you know, so the approach shots is played more of a ground game. You know, the shots, you're going to see a lot of bump and runs. You see people putting from maybe 20, 30 yards off the greens there. It's a very, very different style of golf. And you can't just step on the tee and play bomb and gouge golf. You can't hit the ball 340, hope you find it, and hit it again. You got, because of the pot bunkers, you got to know where all the bunkers are. You got to know your layup yardages. And I think, by and large, British Open courses have held up well against modern technology because of the weather and because of the links land there, because it takes the driver out of the long hitter's hands on a lot of holes.
So St. Andrews front and center next week. Always look forward to it. And what's great, most can get up and catch a little golf before they head off to work on television. So it is a fun event. Tiger Woods will play. That's certainly a headline. And there's been a lot of talk since Tiger's accident, and he ultimately came back and found a way to make the cut at the Masters. Or played the PGA, didn't play very well, skipped the U.S. Open, and now he's going to tee it up at the Open Championship next week. And the thought is that as Tiger gets older, that this is probably his best chance to add to his major total.
Yeah, there's a couple reasons. It's not that difficult of a golf course to walk. Not a lot of elevation changes there. For reasons that I said before, the driver's not all that important of a golf club. He can hit that stinger 2-iron off the tee and play his way around the course that way. And he knows the golf course very, very well also. He's played it a bunch of times, and he's won there twice. So he's got good feelings to tie into there. It is a golf course that will get his adrenaline going. But it's also going to be the kind of golf course that's going to be accessible to where his game is right now. I think if he played Brookline for the U.S. Open and if he was hitting the ball into some of that fescue there, he'd have had trouble. But I think he can keep the ball in play at St. Andrews. And, I'm not going to say that he's going to be on the leaderboard on Sunday, but I expect him to get to the weekend.
Yeah, and I should bring up the U.S. Open that was in your backyard, so to speak, at the Country Club in Brookline, and the course stood up well. There were a lot of people saying, get the Country Club on a regular rotation. I'm not sure the members want that, but it held up very well. It was a great U.S. Open.
It was a terrific U.S. Open, and I think the members who have resisted having it come back, I did the first U.S. Open I did, 1988 was there, Curtis Strange, Nick Faldo playoff. And the members didn't want it to come back, mostly because in the 99 Ryder Cup there, they let too many people, spectators on the golf course. They had 40,000 people there. It's an old footprint, that golf course, not a lot of land. It was too jammed in. So they held the attendance down this time. And I think that pleased the members. I think there's 25,000 they capped it at. So you could work your way around, and the members were thrilled at how well-received the golf course was by not only the players but the viewing public.
Yeah, and it's probably a course I'll never be invited to play, but the good news is if I want to shell out the money, I could get on at St. Andrews, so there's that.
Yeah, to me that's one of the cool things about the great golf courses in Britain is that you can get on to almost all of them. It's fun. Yeah,
and I do like that. And now Pebble Beach as well, if you're willing to shell out the money, you can play Pebble Beach. Some of the private clubs are a little bit more limited. But just a final thought on the Country Club in Brookline. Is there a thought, because I know the USGA is handing out championships well down the road, are they in the mix for a future U.S. Open?
I don't think they have a date penciled in yet, but okay. But they are going to be. I would imagine that they will be in there. Look, the USGA is setting up a rota, much like the British Open has. The rota's got about a half dozen golf courses that they circulate through, and we're seeing right now the USGA is in love with Pebble Beach on the West Coast. They're in love with Oakmont. They like Shinnecock. There are places that they are going to go to regularly, and I don't think that that Brookline will be a place that they're going to go to every 6 or 7 years, but I think that we're not going to have to wait a couple of decades to get back there.
Next week will be the second major where LIV meets the PGA Tour and other stars from the world of golf, and this isn't going away anytime soon. There were a lot of raised eyebrows. One of the defectors from the PGA Tour, Taylor Gooch, said some things about LIV golf so far that raised some eyebrows, Ron.
Yeah, he said that I guess he was on the winning team in the team event and the second event in Portland. And he said, I've never been to a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup, but I can't imagine it's any better than this. I couldn't go let him get away with that. I sort of tweeted out, well, I've been to 11 Ryder Cups, you know. And I said, and you need a better imagination because it's nothing like this. So,
well,
I'm fascinated at how personally players are taking it now. We saw Billy Horschel this week in the prelude to the Scottish Open this week. Just call the players who've gone to Lib Golf hypocrites. And what he wants them to say, and I sort of agree with him on this, is just say it's about the money. That's why you're doing it. You're doing it for the guaranteed money. And
and Graham McDowell, basically alluded to the fact that, hey, the PGA Tour is hard. You know, I'm at a point in my career where I've paid my dues, I've won golf tournaments, he's got a major on his resume, and week in and week out on the PGA Tour, it's hard to win the Quad Cities Open. It's hard to win the 3M Open at the TPC of the Twin Cities coming up later this month. It is hard. It is very difficult because the fields are so deep.
Yeah, you know, and you go over and you play a live event, and in addition to whatever appearance money you might be getting, last place is $120,000. So, you know, I mean, you could, I think I wrote Andy Ogletree, who finished last in the first event, shot rounds of 81, 77, 75. The guy could play all eight live events this year, never break 75, and make $960,000. And that just, you know, to me, I don't see how that grows the game of golf. You know, I mean, it doesn't grow anything except the checkbooks of the guys who are playing in it.
Yeah, and if everyone just came out and said, yeah, it is about the money. If they just said, hey, I'm here for the money and the guarantees, and I'm good with it. Now they will appear, and it will be a sidebar. But I think we found at the U.S. Open that there were some stories about how the LIV guys fared compared to the PGA Tour guys, etc. But when the tournament starts, it is about the oldest championship in golf next Thursday.
Yeah, you know, this week at the Scottish Open, they first tried to ban the LIV players from the Scottish Open, and then a court issued a temporary injunction, so they're there. But what they've done at LIV is the tournament director essentially paired all the LIV players together, you know, which was sort of a little backhanded slap at them. You know, we're going to see some of that, but. Well, when you get right down to it, it's the oldest golf tournament in the world, played on the oldest golf course in the world. You know, it doesn't get any better than the Open Championship at St. Andrews, and that's what everybody's going to be talking about next week.
You've covered the men and women at St. Andrews. Have you had a chance to play there?
I have. I played it three times, and in 2013, the men were playing at Muirfield, and then there's a week in between, and then the women were playing at St. Andrews. So I went over and I told my boss, "I'll cover the men at Muirfield. I'll cover the women at St. Andrews. I'm going to take that week in between as vacation." So I just checked in the Scores Hotel for 15 days, and I played the old course. I mentioned that I was coming over, and a member of the St. Andrews Golf Club on Twitter says, "Do you want to play?" And I said, "You know, you get a tea time, and I'm picking up dinner, you know, for us."
Sure.
So that was one of the rounds I got. I loved it. I love Lynx Golf. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania on a public golf course, didn't have watered fairways, and I'm started playing golf in the late 50s, early 60s. And I learned golf in a very linksy sort of way. You know, I learned to hit the ball low. I learned to play my short game on the ground, bumping runs with eight irons. So it was fun for me to go there and play that kind of golf.
Oh, yeah, look forward to it. The British Open starts next Thursday at St. Andrews. Ron, always good to visit with you, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Talk to you down the road, my friend.
All right, there he is, Ron Cyrak, contributor to Golf Channel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.